It's 6:30 in the morning, and he's already showered and shaved after a satisfying, vigorous swim at the resort's pool. As an ex-semi-competitive swimmer, nowadays he can barely carve out half an hour to swim at his co-op building pool twice a week. But for the past 3 days, he's been sequestered at an exclusive resort in Napa at his law firm's all-hands off-site, so has been able to indulge in the sport of his youth. The conference would have been a nice break from the day-to-day, except for his woefully distracted and continuously horny thinking about his mysterious and seemingly aloof co-worker. It's mind-boggling because, until very recently, she wasn't on his radar at all. And to boot, it's his personal policy never to be on the prowl at work. She isn't even really his type. He favors powerful, vivacious, glamorous women that he meets at various charity events, while Lizzie, his co-worker, seems a consummate young professional, a millennial for God's sake, with more or less a boyish figure that doesn't exactly draw your gaze. But over the past few weeks, there have been possibly inadvertent hints that she's not as vanilla and buttoned up as she seems. The suspected garter stocking top, a hint of bra strap spy during a meeting, and finally, a fleeting glimpse of a belly chain with the end of it dangling out of view towards her ass crack. He was sure Lizzie didn't mean for these details to be noticed at the workplace, and if you had blinked, you would have missed them. But he notices. And now, every time he's pulling on his cock, he imagines a scenario with her. Does she even have an inkling? How many times he's jacked off in the shower, envisioning fucking her hard in the ass while tweaking her perky nipples, his tongue down her throat. So today he's on the spacious terrace of his penthouse suite at the resort in the wine valley, having a well-deserved cup of coffee, when suddenly he notices a pair of legs on a lawn chair on a neighboring terrace, just one over and down from his. The property is very exclusive and very private, with each terrace equipped with shutters that one can open or close. The owner of the pair of legs likely did not think that anyone would be up yet, or if so, not hanging out on their terrace at 6:30 in the morning. Or perhaps Miss Legs is an exhibitionist and chose to keep the side shutters open. Far be it for him to question. The architectural structure was such that he could just see the legs and most of the bikini bottom that went with it. Not a bathing suit bikini, because it's 6:30 a.m., but judging from the tantalizing bit he could see, a lacy pair of knickers. Miss Legs has beautiful feet with a high arch, slim ankles that slowly curve into shapely calves, knees, and thighs. Ravishing. A person can tell that the owner of this pair of legs would have a beautiful everything else. Probably a juicy ass and a tasty asshole, too. He can feel his cock hardening. This, after having already jacked off in the shower this morning. He would love to imagine that these are his co-worker Lizzie's legs. But by the nail polish shade, he deduces it's not her. She tends to favor vampy red hues that, to the outside world, hints at a playful side. Anyway, she had told the group she takes advantage of the natural setting to go running in the early mornings. But it sure is fun to think that this could be her. He slips his hand inside his robe and absentmindedly strokes his cock, reminding himself that he has a lot of emails to get through before the first session at 9. Still standing there with a coffee cup in one hand and his cock in the other, he observes his neighbor starting to rub her hands on her legs, starting with the sexy toes. She must have an oil or cream that she is moisturizing with, and she works the moisturizer in languorously onto one foot and lower leg, then the other. Then, out of view, she gets more of the cream or oil and starts massaging onto her thighs. How he wishes he could do that for her. How he would dearly love to work in that cream, then maybe persuade her to part her legs and let him play with her pussy. He would love to moisturize her box with his tongue and suck on that clit while massaging her pussy and eventually her backside. Then he would lift one leg over his shoulder and turn her a bit on the chaise so that he can tongue fuck her pussy and tickle her asshole with his nose. And then, while his mind is going, he jerks to sudden attention, because now the owner of the legs is lazily circling the mound of the pussy with the pads of one hand, while the other hand is out of view with the arm bent, presumably playing with her nipples. Are you kidding me? This goes on for a little bit, and he starts to think he should get his act together and take another shower and get to work. But no. Right at that moment, his neighbor slips her thumbs into the sides of her bikini and starts to draw them downwards, then draws up her knees and pulls off the knickers. She lowers her legs back onto the chaise and arranges her legs in a diamond, the soles of the feet facing each other and the knees apart. His cock seeps up a pearl of pre-com as he sees her pussy is smooth, except for a tiny, flirty triangle high up on her pubic mound. Christ on a stick. One hand is now back on her pussy and slowly working the clit, every now and then the fingers penetrating her pussy. She draws up one knee, and with a greased up hand, she reaches behind the leg and starts playing with her ass. If only he could hop down there. He would love to help out with that. He loves nothing more than toying with a woman's asshole, kneading it, licking it, fucking with his tongue, preparing it for his 8-inch cock. And suddenly, both hands pull away and slip out of view for a moment, and then he sees one hand come back into view holding a good-sized anal toy, a dildo with graduated globes to simulate anal beads, and the other hand smoothing a greasy substance all over it. And then she brings the anal toy behind the knee-up leg and starts to insert it into her ass. The other hand comes back with a small vibrator and starts working on her clit. Clearly, this woman planned this wank session ahead of time. It was not an afterthought. It's maddening because from his angle, he can't actually see the insertion. Probably a good thing because he would have shot his load right away. He can see that the ass play hand is coming pretty close to the body, hence the toy is pretty fully inserted. A person who can take such a big toy at 6:30 in the morning is definitely not an anal amateur. He's tugging on his meat somewhat faster now, wanting the sensation to last, yet knowing he could bring himself off at any moment just by watching this show. And thankfully, after what seemed an eternity, she begins to list onto her side so that her ass-dildoing hand has more room. And lucky for him, this side is the side facing him. He can now see she manages to insert the chunky toy all the way into her ass before drawing it back out, using a quarter-screwing movement. How his cock is envying that dildo right now. Her greased-up ass, even from this distance, looks tight and creamy. He decides to pace himself so they climax in tandem. With one hand on the railing and the other hand working his cock, he sees her pussy play hand is working the vibe on her clit at a more frenzied pace, and her pretty toes are squeezing tight. He pulls on his cock faster and can feel the pressure build at the base of his cock. She is pumping the dildo with long poles now in and out of her ass. Miss Legs clearly loves a good pounding. He imagines fucking her hard, her face in the pillows, ass up, cheeks spread so he can clearly see his cock sliding in and out of her well-lubed ass. And maybe she would be working a vibe on her clit or inside her pussy. He can't hold it in anymore, lets out a soft groan, and finally allows his spunk to spew all over the tiled flooring of his luxury terrace, his breath ragged, his head bowed. Just then, the woman also begins to slow the pace of her hands and gently wiggles and stretches her toes, clearly having just had her own climax. He is completely spent after 2 morning winks, and it's not even 7 a.m. yet. Well, at least he can get some work done now. He turns on the outdoor shower on cold and tears his gaze away from the sight of Miss Legs, caressing her hips and stomach in her afterglow, her toys resting inert on the lounge. lounge chair.